This recording, England 17, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in the newest area of the territory. She was very happy to start another new job, this time in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. On her first morning, she washed her face, put on a plain white dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a goose. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. I have two children. One daughter's just come 18. I have a son who's 21. You've met my daughter because she's worked in Lipa. She's just got a new job. She's left Lipa now and got a new job at Liverpool Airport as a nail technician. She's really over the moon because that's what she's always wanted to do. My son works for a removal company. He's not too happy with this job, but it's a job. I work in Lipa, been here for like 5 years. It's a nice job. People are lovely. We live up the road, not far from Lipa, about 5 minutes, in an old three-bedroom terrace house. It's quite a nice area, it's okay. It has its ups and downs. I've been in this house about 12 years. I think I'm going to stay there for the rest of my life because it's cosy. It's, you know, it feels right to be there. I don't know about staying in my job. I don't know whether I'd like to leave or, you know, sometimes you think, I feel like a change. Other times you think, just stay. I'd like to go on holiday next year. I would really like to go to the States. Yeah, that's my ambition, to get to New York. But I don't really know. Gary's asking me to go to Ireland. He thinks it'll be a good idea if me, him and his mate and somebody else went to Ireland for a weekend or, you know, a little break. But I'm not too sure about that. I used to work with Gary once again. And that's how I really become to come to Lipa, because we both worked in the same unit and then he decided he wanted to change because he got itchy feet. And then he came here and asked me a couple of months later, did I want to come? In my old job, I was assistant cook. Gary was the chef. I was there for like 7 years. Enjoyed it, as I say. But it was nice to have the change. I was very unsure about coming here. But, you know, it was a change of job and a change of job in the job. I've always been in catering, but I was assistant cook. Now I'm a cashier here, which I'm away from the cooking side. Which I don't mind cooking now and again, but it's not nice when people complain, you know, this is not right and that's not right. And you can't please everybody, can you?